Jason called us out of the dating scene for a while, went on his first real date. Girl was younger than him. Mm-hmm. He goes in for a kiss at the end. She's like, whoa, you got to ask me first. So then he asked her, and then she's like, yeah.
But then it kind of killed the mood.
But then it kind of killed the mood, and he was like, whoa, do guys have to ask first to kiss a girl?
We can always count on Greg to chime in. He says she's weird. Move on. Good thing he didn't ask her to get on his mattress for a mattress.
Another text message is commenting on what Chelsea had said. Mm-hmm. Chelsea's saying no, but you should ask to do other stuff like, hey, can I touch your boob?
That's aggressive.
Okay. Boop. We got another one. I'm divorced and in the dating scene, and I don't want a man to ask me to kiss me. I want a man who's going to be a man and go for it.
Yes! I will say that the response has been very mixed. Some people are like, you know, maybe she's just old school, and she's like, you know, she wants that fairy tale moment. And other people are like, hey, she's waiting for that fairy tale moment. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then others are saying, like another text from Jennifer, hey, I went on a date with a guy about 20 years ago. He was very manly. Listen to me. Open the car door.
Mannerly.
Mannerly.
Uh-huh.
I read it as manly.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the night, he asked me if I could give you a goodnight kiss, and it touched my heart, and it just showed respect and all that stuff.
Now they're married.
I feel like that could be an old school, like very romantic thing too.
Yes.
So maybe she was looking for that. I don't know.
I think what he's asking though are, what are the rules? Is there a new rule for that now?
Do you want to say,
is that the new standard?
Do you want to hear what I said to my wife?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
What did you say?
I don't know.
No, what did you say? I need to know.
Do you want to hear my line?
Yeah, I do. Look at your face right now.
I'm taking me back. Taking me back.
Okay. Young Ben Davis.
Young Ben.
On the prowl.
Did the whole, hey, you want to watch a movie?
Uh-huh.
We're snuggled up on the couch, right? We're watching.
You can picture this.
We're watching Silence of the Lambs.
So awkward. So romantic. Yeah.
Okay. And we're kind of getting closer and things like that. So I ask her, let me know if I go too far.
What? What?
She goes,
were you going in for first base at that point?
Yeah. So she goes,
oh, I feel so awkward.
Oh God, this is weird.
Who says I'm going to say anything? And I was like, cash my chips in. Chelsea, it's your birthday. Congratulations. This is my present to you.
This is so awkward.
I feel like my dad.
I feel like I just walked in on my parents.
Who said romance ain't dead? Who said it? Come at me.
You mean romance is dead. Whatever.
Let's pause this Silence of the Lambs real quick.
Oh, all of that just got real bad.
Someone texted in old school Netflix and chillin'. Get it, Ben.
That's so awkward.
And he does the whole pretending to yawn, puts his arm
around. Oh, I probably did. I can't really remember, but yeah, I probably totally did.
Okay. Okey-dokey.
Anyways, you can comment on Facebook if you want, at Ben and Kelly Show, or tweet at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to continue.
We apologize if you just drove off the road.